Today, Marissa Noel takes us on a journey in a book about a boy from rural late 1950s North Carolina who gets to spend his summer in New York City with his aunt and his uncle, who just happens to be a famous artist.
Romare Bearden is one of this country's best-known artists, and he's the subject of Claire Hartfield's new book, Me and Uncle Romy, with pictures by the award-winning illustrator Jerome Legarigi. It takes Uncle Romy a while to finally appear in this book, which imagines what it might have been like to be the nephew of such a distinguished person. But Bearden's presence is felt everywhere, in Miss Hartfield's tenderly nuanced text and Mr. Legarigi's luminous illustrations, which subtly reflect the collage techniques of Bearden's work. It's a simple story. James, the young hero of the book, recalls for the reader how he was sent away one summer. The doctor had told Mama she had to stay off her feet till the babies got born. Daddy thought it was a good time for me to visit Uncle Romy and his wife, Aunt Nanette, up north in New York City. But I wasn't so sure. Before he knows it, James had his suitcase packed with a jar of pepper jelly for Uncle Romy, and his father is seeing him off on the northbound train, all the way to Penn Station, where he finds his aunt waiting for him on the platform. Aunt Nanette immediately wins James over, as she shows him the city and gets him involved in its whirl of life. Most of all, she teaches James how to listen to the city's unique rhythms, its music. What James isn't so sure about is the distant presence of Uncle Romy, who seems to be in his studio in the front of the apartment most of the time, getting ready for a big exhibition of his paintings. But when Aunt Nanette has to be away on a family emergency, Uncle Romy becomes James' chaperone, and he gets to bond over the joys of watching trains and eating pepper jelly by the spoonful straight from the jar. People live in all sorts of different places and families, Uncle Romy tells James one evening while they're talking in his studio before bedtime. But the things we care about are pretty much the same. It's a transcendently quiet, affecting moment in this perceptive and touching book. The soft blues and greens and browns of Legarigi's illustrations are radiant, aglow with life. This may be an imagined summer in the life of this artist, but in the hands of two artists like Hartfield and Legarigi, it's as real as real.